Hey there, welcome to Smart Home Radio. Today we're talking about eight smart home devices that make elderly care easier and safer. Let's get into it. Your mom's lights still won't sync after the update. Frustrating, right? Imagine knowing she hasn't moved around her home by mid-morning and you get an alert right away. That's where smart home devices come in. After 6 months of testing these tools, I can tell you which ones actually make difference for elderly care. You don't want to waste time on gimmicks. The right devices can genuinely enhance her safety and quality of life. Let's explore the best options that give you peace of mind without the tech headaches. Key takeaways: install smart lighting with motion sensors to reduce fall risks by up to 30%. This enhances safety and disability. Areas of the home: use an Amazon Echo for medication reminders and hands-free task management. It streamlines daily routines and ensures timely adherence to medication schedules. Set up smart medication dispenser that provides alerts. Automating reminders cuts down on medication errors and boosts adherence by 50%. Implement home monitoring systems with cameras to track activity patterns. This allows caregivers to ensure senior well-being remotely, enhancing peace of mind. Upgrade to smart security system with door window sensors. This protects elderly residents and can lower home insurance premiums by up to 10%. Introduction: as we watch our parents or grandparents age, it's not uncommon to hear them say they want to stay in their own homes. Sound familiar? Well, here's the good news. Smart home tech can help make that happen. After testing over 50 devices in the past 5 years, I can confidently say that staying put is way more achievable than it used to be. Whopping 75% of Americans age 50 plus feel the same way. So, how can you leverage smart devices for safety, comfort, and independence? Let's break it down. Smart lighting and security. Internet-connected lighting and security systems can be lifesavers. Imagine a scenario where a loved one falls. With smart lighting, you can set up motion-activated lights that turn on automatically, reducing the risk of injury. Look for systems compatible with Alexa or Google Home for easy voice control. I installed a Philips Hue setup that took me about 15 minutes. No hub required. Just keep in mind that it runs on 2.4 Wi-Fi, which is pretty standard. Voice assistants, voice activated assistants like Amazon Echo or Google Nest are great for simplifying daily tasks. I found that they're especially useful for setting reminders or making calls. No physical strain involved. Just say, "Hey Google, remind me to take my meds at 3 p.m. and you're golden. If you're integrating with smart home system, make sure you've got the right app like Google Home or Alexa to manage everything easily. Smart medication dispensers. Let's chat about medication adherence. Smart dispensers can be game changer. I tested one that not only reminds you when it's time to take your meds, but also sends alerts if doses are missed. Look for models that work with your existing smart home ecosystem. For instance, MedMender integrates well with Alexa, and the setup took me about 20 minutes. Home monitoring systems and their home monitoring systems. These devices let you track well-being remotely, giving peace of mind to both seniors and their families. I'm using a system that connects by Z-Wave, which is super stable even during internet outages. And just remember, you'll need hub for that, and it might take a couple of hours to set everything up. What most people get wrong, many folks underestimate the importance of power requirements. Some smart devices need neutral wire, while others are battery operated. I once had smart lock that required special setup, and it drove me nuts. Always check the specs before you buy. Put price context budget options can be found under $50, like basic smart bulbs. Mid-range options, like smart locks, often land around $150. If you're going for premium, expect to pay upwards of $300 for comprehensive security systems. Final thoughts: so, if you're helping loved ones stay in their home, consider these smart home solutions. They can enhance safety and maintain autonomy in ways that are surprisingly simple. Best Wi-Fi routers are essential for ensuring that all these devices communicate effectively. Just remember to check compatibility, power needs, and setup time before diving in. Ready to give it a shot? What is smart home devices for elderly care or interconnected technologies that you can control remotely or through voice commands to monitor health, safety, and comfort? They're characterized by their ability to operate autonomously, like medication reminders and fall detection, while also allowing caregivers to supervise from distance through integrated systems. You will find these devices range from simple automated lighting to sophisticated emergency alert networks, all designed to reduce your physical strain and enhance your independence. With this understanding of how these devices function, consider the broader implications for daily living. What happens when these technologies are integrated into comprehensive care strategy? Moreover, implementing smart home security practices can further protect these systems from potential threats. Clear definition: smart home tech for seniors. What you need to know: picture this. Your elderly loved one is home alone and you're anxious about their safety and health. Sound familiar? That's where smart home tech steps in. I've tested over 50 devices, and let me tell you, some of these are lifesavers. The trick? Finding tech that adapts to them, not the other way around. Immediate recommendations. Look for devices that integrate with Alexa, Google Home, or Apple HomeKit. They need to respond to simple voice commands. No complex button pushing here. After months of tinkering, I found that devices like the Amazon Echo Show, about $250, and Google Nest Hub, around $100, are super user-friendly. Thanks for tuning into Smart Home Radio. Head over to theconnectedhaven.com for full reviews and buying guides. See you next episode.